You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Eric Mandel, the president of Black Mesh, that offers secure, compliant, and scalable web hosting platforms. Mr. Mandel, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for having me, Eric. Very excited to be here.
And the pleasure is certainly ours, and thanks for taking out a moment to be with us. So for starters, how did Black Mesh get its start?
We got started in 2003. Myself and my co-founder, Jason, had worked together at government contracts doing large systems and that. He was a system system administrator. I was more on the development and development management side. And I'd always had a deal with my network administrators and system administrators. You keep the network up, I'll keep our software running, and we'll keep everyone happy. And Jason and I sort of saw an opportunity to take that same philosophy and recognize that delivering first-class white-glove customer support around IT infrastructure service provider, there was a niche for that. There was an opportunity to do that. We both had experiences that weren't as positive. So we saw that as a chance and began building and working our way up with sort of that mindset to always be customer service. People like to say we're hosting or a cloud service provider. I always like to say, no, we're a service company. So we really were focused on that and recognizing that IT and computers were going to be much more an integral part going forward. And while they were getting simpler, they were also getting more complex at the same time. And there was a good market for us to jump into.
And before you started Black Mesh, what was your background leading into the start of the company?
I worked as a government contractor and then as a software developer for a commercial company. I was doing healthcare policy research, databases, and the IT infrastructure in the early 90s, and then large finance systems for Department of Commerce, and then moved over to some other projects for DOD and DOJ. Mm-hmm. And then from there, went to cellular service. So worked on optimizing the cellular network for AT&T and Singular at that time. And then that company was acquired, and we were providing E911 services for wireless. So if you called 911 from a house, that's hard-coded to an address. They know where to send people. If you call from a cell phone, you could be anywhere. So we had software that triangulated based on location and timing, triangulated your position, and were able to give that to the operator. It was a great job. It was one of those few times. One of my sort of philosophies as a development manager often is, take a step back. It's software. No one's dying. Let's figure out how to solve this. That was a very intense job because if things were wrong, lives were on the matter. But it was a great opportunity to work and understand all the challenges and all the complexities of the software, the network, the system, and see how larger corporations ran, and also how I wasn't sure I was cut out for the larger corporations. So combine that background with the opportunity I saw, it was a perfect opportunity to make the leap into starting my own venture or opportunity.
And also, Eric, did any of those experiences help prepare you for Black Mesh and online storage platforms?
They did in some ways that I wasn't anticipating, in other ways that absolutely led right up to it. When we started Black Mesh in 2003, I had actually one of the things we were considering was grid computing, which is what cloud was sort of considered at that point in time. And that, so when we started, cloud wasn't a mainstream word. There weren't, as a service was really just getting started. You're starting to get some of those services. AWS didn't exist or was in its infancy. I don't think it had been a launch product at that point in time. So there are a lot of things that absolutely help prepare and get ready to start Black Mesh. I will also say that the storage networks have changed dramatically since then. I mean, then as a service wasn't really an option. Most things were local. You had a lot of the really big EMCs and those sort of machines that required hardware and vendor lock-in or proprietary software. And a lot of that has changed dramatically now. Now you have things like Amazon, you have S3, you can do things like block storage and object storage. There's a number of different products and systems out there that allow you to do that. You can do community-based things like Red Hat Ceph. If you want to build it yourself, there's also things like, as I mentioned, S3 and Dropbox and other things that have given people a lot of different options for online storage. And because as a service has become so accepted, online storage really has made one of the more successful as a service offerings out there.
Quite informative, and thanks for that. Now, what advice do you have for people that are looking to start their business or get a start in business?
Sure. I think the most important thing is do what you love. Such a cliche, I understand that. But if you have passion for it, it makes things so much easier. There will definitely be ups and downs. No matter how much you plan, you're not going to be able to plan for everything. So there's going to be trying times. And they're much more manageable, I believe. It's something you like. I mean, at the heart, I'm a computer geek at heart. I like to go home and play with computers. This is fun solving problems and that. So coming to work and having computer challenges and solving problems, there may be a lot more intensity, time pressure, and that sort of thing focused on it. But it's still the same thing that I like to do. And I think that's really important. It has to be something you like, and different people like different things. So finding what is appropriate for you and that is probably the most important thing. The other thing I would say is have a support system around it, whether it may be family, it may be colleagues, it may be coworkers, it may be another entrepreneurial organization or something along those lines. But having a support system so that you recognize you're not the only one, other people have solved these problems before. That's something that in the beginning often wanted to reinvent the wheel a lot. And it took a little while to realize a lot of businesses have been started. A lot of people have solved these problems. Why don't I ask around and see what they've done and save myself some time? So those have been very, very important as Black Mesh has grown up and developed, being able to balance that and then trying to, as we grow, instill that culture into people and hire people that have similar passion and similar ethics and values, so that everyone feels like you're on the same team and pulling forward. And I found that's very, very important and is something that is constantly evolving.
Today we are speaking with Mr. Eric Mandel, the president of Black Mesh, that offers secure, compliant, and scalable web hosting platforms here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, how do you determine, Eric, if your company has the ability to succeed in such a competitive market?
That's tough. There's sort of two aspects, both the micro and the macro level with that. At the macro level, make sure it's a growing market. It's something that is expanding and on the way up. Computer, cloud, IT, all fit that. But also, almost more importantly, is at the micro level, talking to people and understanding what their problems are, what their challenges are, and then how to how to help them resolve those and make sure we're providing the value and the service that's expected for us. So it's a balance of that. But once you've picked the big picture, I spend a lot of time focused at the micro level of making sure people are getting what they need, but also understanding what the trends are, what's coming down the pike. When we started, we were mail systems, and everyone had homegrown CMSs or content management systems. Now there's a ton of really good ones out there. We're very big in Drupal and WordPress and open source communities like that. But recognizing that things are going to change over time and understanding what's coming next. And so staying focused at the technical or at the market level and understanding the trends that are coming. CMSs used to be to deliver blogs. Now they're very much to manage your entire digital strategy and working with that. And there's a lot of other tools that have come up and be a part of that. So staying on top of things technically and really knowing or being able to sort of predict what will take traction, what will not, is very important. And the best way I've found to do that is just to live in that world of the software and the community and the day-to-day to understand what's happening.
Also, I'd be curious, what trends have you seen in the industry since you began at Black Mesh?
Wow, a lot. Things have just changed so dramatically and started in 2003, so 14 years ago. It is a completely different world. That's a couple generations in tech. So as I mentioned earlier, when we began, cloud didn't really exist as a service, wasn't a viable. When we first moved into the data center, Salesforce was moving in and was small and getting going and that. So things have definitely changed. Now you have very large companies as a service, whether it's a Salesforce for CRM, whether it's a Dropbox for file sharing, whether it's an Amazon S3 for just object and data store, file storage. So there have been a lot of different trends. And there have been things at the high level from network and cloud. Open source has delivered a lot more options based on commodity hardware, so you no longer have to be tied into proprietary software and proprietary hardware. There are now a lot of open source options. That's true for things like storage. That's also things for like CMS, and that it's also becoming true for things like ERP systems and other back-end systems. There's been a ton of other changes just as far as players and expectations. When we started, the iPhones hadn't been released yet. Smartphones weren't there. Mobile wasn't. Now mobile is such a huge aspect. So being able to make sure that we're able to support our customers as they're having to transform their architecture and their applications to handle that kind of traffic. So it's a continuously evolving world of IT, and that ecosystems continually change, grow, and shrink as new and better technologies replace older ones.
And as you had mentioned cyber threats earlier, how does Black Mesh combat against cyber threats? And this is something that is serious today, and it keeps on, it seems like it's getting worse.
They are. Security has been one of our main focuses for probably the last 8 or 9 years. We had FISMA compliant systems, which was at that time the government's certification process for online applications. Since then, they replaced that with FedRAMP. We are a FedRAMP moderate. We're also HIPAA, PCI, SC16, SOC 2 Type 1, and DISA certified. So we've been through the certification process to verify our controls and our internal processes and security trainings and those sorts of things. So there's, like most things, there's a multi-factor approach. Security is often done, or we like to think of security as being done in layers. So we like to have multiple layers. So we have both from a personnel, software training, software procedures that must be followed for simple things like account verification if someone calls in, all the way to server logins and that. So we lock things down at server level, at network level. You hear a lot of things like DDoSes and that, distributed denial of service. We have a device on our network that protects those, that reads network traffic as it comes in and determines whether it's valid or invalid. If it's invalid, it drops it. You can think of that as antivirus, but for network traffic. And so we can do that at the network level. We can do that at the server level. And then there are a number of best practices where you can log in, who can log in, where you can log in from, those sorts of things. And then there's newer standards that are becoming more and more accepted, such as two-factor authentication. Gmail and Yahoo and places like that have started to implement that, I believe Salesforce has as well. And that's where you log in, but you also have to reply a code provided that they text to you or call you or something on that, where you have a key fob providing numbers. So two-factor authentication is an example of something that has become much more prevalent in the last couple of years as security has become much more a concern. But it's always a concern, not just from the data that can be taken and what can happen there, but also from a PR perspective or risk management for brand names and that. So security is one of the things we're asked about the most, and it really is something that is on everybody's mind these days.
It certainly is, and on the news around the clock, it seems. Now, lastly, tell us a bit more about cybersecurity and how Black Mesh has achieved a trusted reputation.
It's really been through time and consistency of not having breaches, of consistently being able to secure and enforce policies and procedures over the years. As I said, FedRAMP is the highest security that the government offers. We're a FedRAMP moderate. We do have a public energy.gov, so that's an example of the kind of sites that we host and make sure that is what our FedRAMP ATO is for. So really, it's been a consistent application of security at all of those layers, from the social engineering and the people and the policies and the procedures to enforcing best practices at server levels, at network levels, and being able to help our customers go through audits and compliance. So whenever they have those things, being able to handle remediation and those sorts of things. It's funny, we often get asked, or someone will call and say, hey, we're going to do a scan on your network. Do we need to tell you anything? And we're always like, no, the network should just work. Do the scan. That's the whole point. If there are any issues or any flags, let us know and we'll address and remediate anything that's a valid concern. But from our perspective, security is something that's 24/7, is something that is always in place and always has to be at top of mind.
Well, Eric, it certainly has been great to have had you, and congratulations on the creation of Black Mesh and all that you're doing in the space. Where can listeners get more details, and how could one be in touch?
Sure. We're at blackmesh.com. Has all of the information about our government and healthcare and Drupal site CMS. You can also always email us at sales@blackmesh.com or call us at 888-473-0854 and extension 1. Be happy to get any information you need.
Good enough. Well, Mr. Mandel, it has been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having you. Appreciate it, and have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Eric Mandel, the president of Black Mesh, that offers secure, compliant, and scalable web hosting platforms. And for more information, simply visit blackmesh.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.